perhaps the most difficult thing a person could ever do in his or her life is the building of a house. And there are many reasons why. There's a lot of preparation that has to go into the building of that house. First of all, there has to be blueprints. There has to be the materials, the funds necessary, as well as the workers to complete the structure that we've begun to build. It's difficult to build a house. And in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus talks about the building of a house, although in a slightly different manner, not a physical house, but a spiritual house. In Matthew 7, verse 24, beginning, Jesus discusses the first of two individuals who decided to build a house. He says, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock." One of the first things that must be done before the building of a house can take place is that the foundation of the house first must be laid. The ground must be prepared, and there must be something solid on which to build that house if it's going to stand. That's why many times today we see that concrete is laid before the structure is actually put up, because that is a solid foundation on which to build that house. Well, Jesus here is telling us that, too, spiritually, we need to have that solid foundation to build our spiritual house. He says what that solid foundation is. He says it is his teachings. Not only the person who reads, studies, knows, even believes those teachings, but he says the person who does those teachings has built him or herself a solid foundation on which to finish the rest of the house. But also he discusses another type of individual in verse 26. He says, "But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand." How ignorant would that be if we're to spend all of that money building a house and what we do is go out and build it on top of sand? I'm sure you felt sand, had your feet in it before, and you know that it sinks down very easily just from the weight of a human body. And not only that, but water or wind can easily take part of that sand away. If we build a house on top of something shifty like sand, no matter how great the house is, it's not going to stand for very long. Who's the one, who the foolish man who built his house in the sand? The one who maybe hears, knows, and even possibly still believes the teaching of Jesus, but the one who does not do what Jesus has said. There's one other thing I want us to notice from this same passage in Matthew chapter 7, and it's verses 25 and 27. In relation to the wise man who built the house on the solid rock, it says, "The rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock." In verse 27, concerning the foolish man and his house on the sand, it says, "The rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." Friends, the point is this. No matter whether you have a house on a firm foundation or one that's on shifty foundation, the storms of life are still going to come against us. There's great application in this that Jesus is making spiritually. No matter whether we're doing the teachings of Christ or not, we're going to face great trials, great temptations in our lives. But the great promise given by Jesus is this. If our house is built on the solid foundation, on Jesus Christ and his teachings alone, we trust in him and his holy word, we will come through, and our spiritual house will stand forever.